Listening part A, you hear a physiotherapist talking to a patient called Miss Wayne. For questions 1 to 12, complete the notes with a word or short phrase. You now have 30 seconds to look at the notes.
So, Ms. Wayne, as this is your first appointment with me, I'd like to ask you a few questions and get to know a little bit about your medical history. It's also a chance for you to ask me any questions you might have.
Sure.
I understand from your GP that you have arthritis.
That's right, yes. It's in my hands and wrists mainly. The finger joints in my hands get really puffed up when they're swollen, like they are now. The pain can get so bad that it stops me doing a lot of very simple things. Things like having a shower or getting dressed. Then there's the trouble I have making breakfast. Anything where I have to grip and move my wrist, like holding the kettle and pouring, or buttering some toast. Well, you get the idea. It's not like I'm an old woman, I'm only 40.
I see. Tell me about your work.
I used to be a hairdresser, but I had to give it up after my hands started getting really bad. I couldn't just sit around the house and do nothing though, so now I go to the local primary school where my kids are and help the children with their reading. And just lately, I've started helping out on a telephone helpline for people with disabilities. They have these special hands-free phones, so it means I can do the work without needing to use my hands so much. It's only a volunteer position, but I really feel like I'm doing something worthwhile.
Is your mobility affected at all by the arthritis?
I do have trouble getting in and out of bed or out of a bath. I also need help getting out of a chair if it's a bit low. I move around the house with the walking aid I have, and when I go out, I tend to use a wheelchair. Our car has also been modified, so at least I'm independent. I can go to the shops or out with friends.
I'm guessing you've had physiotherapy treatment before.
Yes. In the past, it's mainly consisted of heat treatment, but now I'm really interested in some sort of gentle exercises, if that's at all possible. I also really want to make sure that my hand splints are still helping, and not making the condition worse.
Sure, I can look at that for you.
I've also been to an occupational therapist before. I needed help when things started getting really difficult around the house. I found her very helpful. She had lots of gadgets to help me do things like dressing and cooking, and so many good ideas about how to help with my tiredness without making the pain worse.
Okay, we can talk more about some of the techniques you use to help you at our next appointment. What about your medication?
I take analgesics for the pain mainly these days. I used to take those anti-inflammatory drugs, but the benefits seemed to wear off and they started making me feel sick, so I had to stop taking them. I do sometimes get a steroid injection, but not very often. It works really well at reducing the pain for a few weeks, but it hurts like hell. Dr. Wong has mentioned a steroid tablet I could take, which will work in a similar way. So we might be looking into that soon. And a couple of times a day, I have an analgesic cream that I rub into my hands. I don't know if it really works very well, though.